This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. City of Aspen officials are working on a plan to improve the health of the Roaring Fork River. Environment reporter Elizabeth Stewart Severy has been following the issue. So, Elizabeth, what's the impetus for this plan?
Well, a few things. First of all, the Roaring Fork River is listed as impaired or unhealthy by the state of Colorado because the aquatic life, so the insects and such, are not doing as well as the state says they should be. Also, year after year, Aspen citizens in surveys say that a healthy river is one of their main concerns. So city officials are responding to that. But then again, there was an open house meeting last month and only three people showed up. So April Long, who's in charge of this process, thinks perhaps maybe it's because it's not really controversial because everybody wants a healthy river.
Okay, well, what are the factors impacting the river?
So the city's identified three main causes. The areas along the riverbank, which are called riparian areas, have been degraded. Stormwater runoff from Aspen's core carries pollutants into the river, but the city has really dealt with that. And then also, we see some really low flows during dry periods on the river. So this plan is likely to focus primarily on those low flow issues.
So we do have drought years. Obviously, that means the river will be lower, but what else causes low water levels?
Well, diversions are a big factor here. So a lot of the water that would naturally flow into the Roaring Fork is sent through tunnels to the Front Range.
So those diversions happen because other entities own that water. Is there anything the city can do about those water rights?
So that's a big part of this process, is looking into what options the city might have to deal with these water rights. There are some interesting sort of complex out-of-the-box options that the city will look at with water rights, like potentially trading rights and other things like that.
All right, what other ideas are on the table?
They're looking at physical improvements to the river. So, for example, when the wetlands at North Star flood in May and June, it can help recharge the groundwater. And then that groundwater returns to the river later in the summer, in months like July and August when the flows are naturally lower. So it might help, potentially, to physically change the riverbank in that area so that it overtops and floods more often. And that's just one example, just one thing that the city's kind of looking at or playing with to see, would this actually help keep more water in the river more often? And the city's has just assembled a group to tackle some of the technical elements of this to put more ideas on the table.
What's the city's timeline for this?
Well, April says they really want public involvement. So there's a survey up on the Aspen Community Voice website. The technical advisory group plans to meet later this month, and then work is going to continue through the summer with the goal of having prioritized options by September.
Okay, the Roaring Fork River through Aspen is listed as impaired, and Aspen city officials are developing a plan to improve its health. They are asking for community feedback through the end of the month. Elizabeth, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Aspen Public Radio's environment reporter, Elizabeth Stewart Severy.
To hear more of our conversation, check out The Dial, Aspen Public Radio's new podcast.
I'm Kristen Kay. This is Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.